25강 실전 모의고사 2회 1번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Mr. Archer, how is the remodeling of the school library going?
Well, we put the desks and shelves back in yesterday. Now we're putting books on the shelves, but it's taking longer than expected.
Yeah, that's really time-consuming. It's scheduled to reopen next Monday, but is that possible?
2번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Mom, I'm almost done assembling my chair, but I have a problem. Could you help me?
Sure. Let me see. Can I see the instructions?
Here you are. I'm supposed to put these two parts together, but they're not fitting.
3번. 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Good morning, Spring County area listeners. I'm Emily Morgan, a Spring County resident. Until a few weeks ago, I was just a retired woman with not much to do. But after recently finishing up a course at the Spring County Community Center, I found a wonderful new job as a florist. You can find a new job, too. The center has various classes for retired people on subjects such as languages, photography, yoga, computer skills, jewelry making, and gardening. Most of the courses are taught at the community center, but some are taught at Spring County Technical College. Join a class today and acquire a new skill. You're never too old to learn something new. For more information, please visit the Community Center website.
4번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Kevin, how was your weekend?
Good. I went fishing with my children. We caught lots of fish.
Do your children like fishing? Most children don't like sitting for a long time.
Right. When they started fishing, they didn't really like it. But now they can sit and fish for more than 2 hours.
Great. It seems that fishing has taught them patience.
It has. I read a magazine article about that. It also mentioned that fishing can help kids build self-confidence.
Really? What does fishing have to do with self-confidence?
When children catch fish, they feel a sense of accomplishment, which can boost their confidence in school, sports, and even in developing friendships.
Oh, that makes sense. I should take my kids fishing someday soon.
I can lend you my fishing equipment if you want.
Excellent. Thanks for the offer.
5번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
Excuse me, I'm here to meet Melissa Johnson.
Oh, Mr. Manning, I'm Melissa. I'm a big fan of yours. Did you make it here all right?
Yes, it was easy to find this studio.
Good. Let's go to my office. Please, have a seat.
Here's a USB flash drive with my comics that you requested.
Oh, it's Call My Summer. I've read all of these. I used to wait for new episodes to be uploaded on the web every Monday.
I'm glad you enjoyed them. I was so happy when you contacted me. I still can't believe my work will be made into a film.
I have a lot of ideas for the film. I've hired Gene White as the screenwriter. He'll consult you with the script, and I have a few actors in mind.
I hope we find someone good for the lead.
We will. I want to start filming as soon as possible. I'm planning to use some new special effects that'll really enhance your story.
Wow, that'll be great. Kelly, it looks like you're almost ready to open your flower shop.
Yeah, Jason. I'm almost done furnishing it. How do you like it?
It's really nice. I like the flower pots under the clock.
They need lots of sunlight, so I think that's the best place for them.
You'll get a lot of natural light coming in through the window over there.
Yeah, and I added blinds in case it's too bright.
Good idea. What are you going to put on those empty shelves on the right?
I'm thinking of putting some small planters and bouquets of flowers on them.
That would be nice. And you hung two flower pictures on the wall horizontally side by side. They look good there.
I thought that was the best place.
Good choice. Are you going to do your flower arrangements on the rectangular table in the center of the shop?
Yes. People can see me doing it when they come in.
Ms. Perlman, how are the preparations for taking the school photos going?
Good. Everything's almost ready.
Great. I know the students are really looking forward to being photographed with the drone.
That's good. Here is the plan for taking photos.
Amazing. So the students will gather to make the school logo?
Right. When they get into their places, I'll fly the drone over and look for the best angle to take pictures.
That'll look really cool. Have you made a layout of the students' positions?
Mr. Rogers designed it. It's right here.
Okay. I think someone should draw the layout on the soccer field so the students can easily find their places.
Good idea. Could you do that?
Sure. Who will guide the students to their places?
The homeroom teachers will do that.
Perfect. See you in about an hour.
8번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 빌라 팔레르모 호텔을 선택하려는 이유를 고르시오.
Honey, I'm looking for a hotel to book for our trip to Bergamo. Can you come and help me?
Sure. Have you found anything?
This one looks good. It's called the Villa Palermo Hotel.
Let me see. Was this on the travel TV show we saw?
No, that show was about a different city.
I'm not sure about staying here. We normally stay in a big hotel chain.
I know, but Bergamo is a small city in the countryside. There aren't any big hotel chains there.
I guess staying here will be okay. It'll be a new experience.
It'll be really cool. This hotel is very historic.
What do you mean?
It used to be a palace for the Palermo family in the mid-16th century.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Even though it's a little far from downtown, we can feel the atmosphere of the Renaissance.
That's great. Let's book it now.
9번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 지불할 금액을 고르시오.
Good morning. Welcome to James' Drop Bag Service Shop. How may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to store my bags here for a while.
All right. How many bags do you have?
I have four, two backpacks and two suitcases.
For the first 4 hours, a backpack is $6 and a suitcase is $12.
Oh, the price for a suitcase is double that of a backpack.
Yes. How long would you like to keep them here?
I think I'll be back in 5 hours.
For 5 to 8 hours, it's $1 extra per bag.
Okay, good.
Is there anything else I can help you with?
I have a discount coupon that I downloaded from your website. Can I use it now?
May I see it? Yes, you can get 10% off the total price.
Great. Here's my credit card. Jesse, you went to the appropriate technology conference last weekend, didn't you?
Yeah, I saw a lot of really cool inventions.
Like what?
There were eyeglasses called AdSpecs.
Ah, I think I've seen those on a TV show. Are they the glasses that people can adjust to their own eyesight themselves?
Yeah, here's a picture I took.
Let's see. Yeah, these are them. Each arm of the glasses has a dial with a tube.
Right. Turning the dials pumps more or less silicone oil into the lenses.
Ah, so the amount of silicone oil adjusts the strength.
Exactly. They were invented by a UK physicist for people in developing countries.
I guess there aren't many eye specialists over there, right?
No, there aren't. These glasses are really going to help. They're only $20 a pair.
Wow, that's cheap.
Definitely. This is the type of invention that can make big changes in the world.
11번. 2019 프레시맨 페스티벌에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Hello, everyone. I'm Christina Cho, president of the Student Council. I'm happy to announce the 2019 Freshman Festival. It'll be held in the evening on Saturday, August 24th, in the school gym. There, you can learn about school clubs, play games, make new friends, and more. Just like the previous Freshman Festivals, only current 9th and 10th graders can attend. It starts at 6 p.m. and ends at 9 p.m. There will be bus transportation to help you get home after the event. The bus schedule is on our school website. Also, light refreshments will be sold during the festival. Bring your student ID and be prepared to have fun. Don't miss this awesome event. See you there!
12번. 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 예약할 기차표를 고르시오.
Andy, I found a list of train tickets to Cambridge for us.
Oh, good. Let's book them. What time does the seminar start in Cambridge?
It starts at 3 p.m.
Then it would be good for us to get there no later than 12.
Okay. And since we're going to have to give a presentation, I'd like to go first class. It's much more comfortable.
Good idea. There will be more space to go over our presentation on the train.
There's no chance we'll need to cancel the tickets, right?
No. Let's get non-refundable tickets. We're leaving tomorrow and they're cheaper anyway.
All right. Between the two remaining tickets, which one should we book?
There's a slight price difference between them.
They're not much different. Let's just get the cheaper one.
It's decided then.
13번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Kelly, what are you making copies of?
A questionnaire. Do you want to see it?
Sure. Oh, it's about our school cafeteria.
Yeah. I'm writing an article about the cafeteria for the school newspaper, so I'd like to get the opinions of the students.
When will you conduct the survey?
I think I'll do it in the school cafeteria during lunchtime next week.
That'll take a long time. Why don't you conduct an online survey?
Yeah, I was thinking about that. Are online surveys easy to make?
Yes, I've done it a couple of times before, and it only takes about 10 minutes. After making the survey, you can create a QR code for it.
Then I could just upload that onto the school website.
Right. The best thing is that the responses are automatically stored in a database, so you can quickly analyze the results. Why not give it a try? Anna, what are you doing on your phone?
I'm reading about a really cool upcoming event at the Cornhill Public Library.
What's the event?
It's called the Human Library. During the event, you can check out people like you normally would check out books.
I think I know what you mean, but tell me more.
Here on the website, you choose a person you want to meet and talk with. Click on Reserve, and then you check them out for a one-on-one meeting on the day of the event.
Wow, cool. Who can we check out?
There are so many people, like athletes, teachers, and journalists. There's a list of people on the library website. See, here's the list.
Oh, wow. There are a lot of people. So, have you reserved someone?
Yes. I reserved a guy who climbed Mount Everest last year.
Amazing. I'd like to meet someone who is involved in esports. Do you think there's someone on that list?
Possibly. It's a long list.
15번 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 스테파니가 로건에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Stephanie and Logan are working together on a report about information technology. They're almost finished with it. Now, they're searching online for some pictures of information technology to include in their report. Logan finds some good pictures and copies and pastes them into their report. While proofreading the report, Stephanie realizes that he forgot to include the sources of the pictures. She knows that they have to cite the sources, but she doesn't know where he got the pictures. So, she wants to tell Logan that he should add the sources of the pictures used in the report. In this situation, what would Stephanie most likely say to Logan?
16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 16번과 17번 다음을 듣고 물음에 답하시오.
Hello, listeners. The new school year is coming up. Back to school time can be stressful for both children and parents. On today's episode of Enjoy Life, I'll tell you about what people in other countries do to bring in a new school year. In Germany, parents prepare toys and candies and put them in a small, cone-shaped container. They surprise their children with them on the first day of school. Also, in Israel, children attending new schools get letters from other students that they can lick honey off of. This is to make students aware that learning is sweet. And children in India get gifts on their first day of school, including a brand new umbrella. It's because the first day begins in the rainy season. In Russia, the first day of school is called Knowledge and Skills Day. To celebrate it, Russian children give their teachers flowers and receive balloons in return. These practices are unusual to those of us who just buy new school supplies, but children in those countries love them. Well, it's time for a commercial break. Stay tuned.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Hello, listeners. The new school year is coming up. Back to school time can be stressful for both children and parents. On today's episode of Enjoy Life, I'll tell you about what people in other countries do to bring in a new school year. In Germany, parents prepare toys and candies and put them in a small, cone-shaped container. They surprise their children with them on the first day of school. Also, in Israel, children attending new schools get letters from other students that they can lick honey off of. This is to make students aware that learning is sweet. And children in India get gifts on their first day of school, including a brand new umbrella. It's because the first day begins in the rainy season. In Russia, the first day of school is called Knowledge and Skills Day. To celebrate it, Russian children give their teachers flowers and receive balloons in return. These practices are unusual to those of us who just buy new school supplies, but children in those countries love them. Well, it's time for a commercial break. Stay tuned.
16번. 여자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? (17번) 언급된 물품이 아닌 것은?